I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Health officials in all three Siouxland states temporarily stopped use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine following CDC and FDA recommendations. The move comes after six women experienced severe and rare blood clots, resulting in one death. One case came from Nebraska. The Iowa Department of Public Health showed another day with no new deaths due to complications of COVID-19. There were 445 new cases, with 10 more in Woodbury County. There have been 219 deaths since the start of the pandemic in Woodbury County. Dakota County added four more deaths on Monday for a total of 71. A former Sioux City plastic surgeon faces up to 5 years in prison after he pleaded guilty yesterday in a federal court in Michigan to falsifying patient records. The Sioux City Journal reports sentencing is set for August, but he could still face civil action. Dr. Adam Smith worked in Michigan before moving to Sioux City to practice with Tri-State Specialists. He now lives in North Carolina. Smith surrendered his medical license in Iowa back in February after the Iowa Medical Board charged him with professional incompetency and unethical conduct. He faces several lawsuits in Woodbury County. Former patients reached out to Siouxland Public Media to say Dr. Smith botched their surgeries. And Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he has rejected a federal request to help house unaccompanied migrant children. The Republican governor says he disagrees with the Biden administration's policy of allowing children to go to sponsors in the U.S. He says he wants the state's resources to be used for children already in the state. His comments came days after Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds made a similar announcement. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.